Raptors and Falcons getting it on here in Ida Grove. Western Valley Conference basketball doubleheader. Boys score 23-16. Ridgeview is leading at the midway point. And going back to earlier, the Ridgeview girls picked up their eighth win of the season and second of the year over OABCIG, triumphant 63-45. And we have a couple of the Raptors girls up here. First up, it is sophomore Kara Richard. And Kara, what were your overall thoughts on the team win here tonight and how you played in your mind?
I'm really proud of how we played, and we were just really aggressive, and our press was really good, and we hustled, and yeah, we played really good.
Yeah, that 1-2-2, I believe Coach said, you really started implementing that more so during the holiday break, is
yeah.
that right?
Yep, we worked on it a lot over break. And
yeah,
so it
looked good here tonight. Yeah. Do you feel pretty comfortable with it at this point?
Yeah, I think we're feeling way more comfortable with it than we were at the beginning of the season.
Well, what about your individual game? 9 points, and you got to the line a lot yourself and the team, as a matter of fact, was 19 for 32. How do you feel you're coming along personally?
I'm pretty happy with how I played. There's always room for improvement, and I just still need to keep working on my free throws and finishing at the hoop.
But anything else you're looking at improving? Free throws, finishing at the hoop, anything else you're really...
Just being more aggressive, and free throws is a big one for me, so, yep.
All right, so with this win, now 8-3 on the season, picking up your fourth win in Western Valley Conference play. And you're wearing a 50-51 these days. What's up with that? Was that a jersey mix-up type thing and you just got
yeah.
stuck with the 50s?
Well, we got new jerseys, and the one, my previous number was a little too tight, so I switched to 50 and 51.
Oh, okay, you did wear a 14 or 15 yep. once in the second half of the season, I believe.
Yeah, but,
so
yep.
I thought you just wanted to feel more like a post player.
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit of it.
I think a coach mentioned the Admiral David Robinson wore number 50.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that can bring any good luck, more power to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Has coach talked about Tuesday and Siouxland Christian at all? They have a winning record. Do you know much about them at all?
No, I'm planning on watching some film, and it'll yeah. be a big game for us, so we're going to try to come out and win.
Yeah, keep it going.
Yep.
So how is brother Logan doing up in Orange City?
He's doing good. He likes it a lot up there.
Played a lot of football this
yeah,
year.
He did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so all right. So Kay Richard, as a sophomore, do you have a favorite class that you take? Anything new in the second semester for you?
I like U.S. history a lot.
All
so,
right.
yeah, I'm enjoying that class.
Who teaches history?
Mr. Mitchell, Scott Mitchell.
Ah,
yep.
All right. Well, say hi to Mr.
Okay.
Mitchell for me. Thanks,
Kara
Richard,
Thank you.
For stopping up. And we've got one more to go. If you can hand the headset over to your teammate, Aaron Johnson, a junior. And Aaron and Emerson Els shared the Wells Ag Supply of Fonda player of the game tonight. And Aaron, two of your team's 8 threes, you had 14 points. How did it feel out there for you tonight? Maybe a season or career high for you. I'll have to check that out. What was it like for you tonight?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I felt like it really got the energy up of the team.
You sure did. And what about Emerson Els off the bench and matching you with 14 points, getting some nice productivity even into the reserves here tonight?
I'm sure
Coach loves that.
Yeah, she's a great player, and she leads the team as well. She gets us going when she hits those threes.
I was wanting to ask you about Harley Wagner, the only senior. Is she a pretty vocal leader for the team? A lot of the younger ones, you're just one grade behind Harley, but does she set a pretty good example for some of the up-and-comers?
Yeah, she pushes us a lot to do our best, and, like, we have to step up and be leaders with her because she's the only senior, so...
What about your individual game, and what have you really been focused on this year, and especially starting the second half of the season over the break? What are some points of emphasis you've made for yourself?
I'm really focusing on my confidence and just taking it to the hoop and being aggressive, taking some more outside shots.
Mm-hmm. Are any one of the players trying to boost your confidence, or the coaches, or is that kind of, you're just kind of relying on, you know, within and yourself to say, hey, I can do this?
Yeah, more of a self thing.
Uh-huh. All right, well, tonight's any indication, you're well on your way, Aaron Johnson. So what about in school for yourself? Do you have a subject you're particularly fond of?
I like our fitness and conditioning program that we have, mm-hmm. and chemistry is a good subject.
Yeah, fitness, you said, chemistry too. You're a junior, so you're a little ways off from having to decide on this anytime soon, but do you know what you might want to pursue when the high school days are over with?
I thought about going into the medical field, doing something with that. I'm not really sure what I want to major in yet, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you're just a junior, so time to figure all that out. Aaron Johnson and Kara Richard before joining us here at the half to recap the Ridgeview girls' 63-45 win over OABCIG. Thank you both. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.